Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 323, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Sit with that for just a moment. Don't rush past it. Let the weight of that promise settle on you. Paul writes these words from a prison cell, chains on his feet, his future uncertain, and still he speaks of peace. Not a peace he manufactured, not a peace he talked himself into through willpower or positive thinking. He speaks of a peace that comes from outside of us entirely. A peace that surpasses all understanding, which means it is bigger than any reasoning you can bring to your situation. Bigger than your ability to solve it. Bigger than the size of the problem itself. When the mind works through the night and finds no way out, this peace remains. Not because everything suddenly made sense, not because the answer finally arrived, but because God is faithful even in what we cannot understand. This peace does not depend on you figuring it out. It depends on who God is. And look at what Paul says it does. It guards. That word in the original language is a military term. This is not a soft image, not a gentle feeling. It is a sentinel posted at the door. God stations peace as a guard around you, around the heart, where emotions run deep and hurt, and around the mind, where thoughts multiply in the small hours of the night. Both fronts where anxiety tends to gain ground, both of them covered. Neither one is beyond the reach of his grace. But there is one detail that changes everything. Paul doesn't say peace in general. He says in Christ Jesus. The secret of this peace is not a technique. It is not a breathing exercise or a mental discipline. It is a person. Being in Christ is the address where this peace lives. It was on the cross that he paid everything, carried everything, so that you could live without condemnation and without dread. The peace that stands guard over your heart is rooted in what he has already done, not in what you still have left to do. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Take a piece of paper, write down the worry that is most occupying your mind right now, the one that wakes you up, the one that keeps circling. Write it out in your own words on that paper, and then say it out loud, not just in your head, out loud. Jesus, I place this in your hands. Guard my heart today. That simple. One sentence spoken in sincerity, not as a formula, but as real trust. That sentence opens the door to the peace that surpasses all understanding. You do not need to resolve everything before peace can come. Peace comes first. It is the sentinel that arrives before the answer does. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.